الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in last week's talk we spoke about the importance of financial dealings in Islam. With regard to Mu'amalat, we gave several incidents of great ulama who had shown us the importance of financial dealings. We had said that financial dealings impacts upon our ibadat. In the famous hadith, when a person is helpless, he lifts up his hands in dua, and Allah says, how can I accept your dua? مَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَتْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ. Your eating, drinking and clothing is from haram. So because of your financial dealings not being correct, your du'as are not accepted. We also said that amongst financial dealings, tijarat and trade is an important factor of financial dealings. We said 90% of risk Allah has kept in trade. Gave example of the anbiya and pious people who were involved in trade in the past. We also say that Allah Ta'ala, together with that, has given a responsibility to tradesmen and to business people. And Allah in the Quran had said, one of the first signs of a corruption of a nation is when business people become corrupt. When business people come corrupt, then Allah Ta'ala then makes it, for the way Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, that Allah Ta'ala establishes the word against the community. So the people of Muslim business must realize what an important role they play. Allah has made mention of Muslim businessmen who are honest, that they will be in the company of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. They will be in the company of the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore, it is so important that we realize. And we also said in our South African context and many places in the world, it is the Muslim businessman who also contributes to the community and society. So together with the importance, there are also essential guidelines that they have to keep in mind, which some of it we had made mention of last week. Continuing in there, I have recited an ayat of the Holy Quran, which appears in the 20th juz of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of this in the context of Qarun, who was extremely wealthy. Qarun was extremely wealthy. And Allah Ta'ala, in the context of how Allah destroyed him despite his wealth, Allah has given four guidelines for a Muslim businessman. It is so beautiful, my dear respected brothers. I want your attention to be able to share Allah's wisdom. Allah Ta'ala says, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ, what I have given you in terms of wealth. Seek with that wealth. What must you seek? No, don't seek BMW and Mercedes only. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ, what must you seek? دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek through what I have given you, seek the year after. Brothers, this does not even play a role in our understanding of Islamic economics. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek from the wealth I have given you the akhirat. That make a cornerstone of your acquisition and accumulation of your wealth, that I will use this wealth to come closer to Allah. I will use this wealth to earn akhirat through the means of what I have earned. This is what Allah Ta'ala tells us with regard to it. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Look at how many people would actually look at business in such a way. That I'm going to conduct my business. I'm going to accumulate wealth. I'm going to strive to earn more. But I'm not going to strive that I can have the best of holidays. I can have a holiday in a 7-star hotel.